beginning of the fourth parak of Hilchos Tefila, and Yishavar Ma'asinus Tefila. There are five things which are ma'akev tefila. Avon Pisha Yiyaz Ma'am means that five things prevent the person from davening before it takes care of these five things, even though it's the time to daven. Taras Hayadayim, being the tire's hands. The Kisa Erva, and being at least minimally clothed. Taras Mokum Atfila, that the place should be a Mokum Tara. There shouldn't be filthy things there, which were a person not allowed to daven. Udvorma Chayf Sin Oisai, and things which distract the person. Whatever the distraction may be, but any manner of distraction. The Kavona Salev, and Kavona Salev. These five things. Shaila, what the Kavona Salev means in this parak, that's all Shaila. Tyrus Yadayim Ketza, the Rambam says. What is the Tyrus Yadayim that you need to feel? Reichetz Yodav Amayim at a parak, you wash your hand until the wrist. Va'achakach is palo, and subsequent to that, one of you is palo. Now you note, the Rambam does not say this, this is Dafka Diren Shachrus. The Rambam has already talked, in fact, in the halacha before, Yilufonu Shtei Tefilos Shemincha V'Shal Musaf, and the Rambam has talked about all the tefilas already. So the Rambam is not referring to Shachrus. This is a din in every tefila. Just as every tefila has to have Taras HaMokom, and at least minimal dress, and a place where I'm not distracted, and Kavonos HaLev, the ability to focus on the tefila. Each tefila needs Taras HaYadayim. Okay, it's a Rochus Yodah B'mayim Araperek, V'Achachach Yispalo. And after that, he should be mispal. What happens if he's traveling and he doesn't have any water? If there are 4 mil in between, 8,000 amos, so let's say approximately 16,000, 3 miles approximately, in round terms. So he should wait till he gets there. It's more than 3 months. Then it suffices just to cleanse his hands, to wipe them over on a stone, or offer on dirt, or a kaira, or on the wall, or mispalo, anything which can cleanse his hands, just to rub them clean. This refers to a person going forward, meaning that he doesn't go out of his way. It's in the line of travel. If it's out of his way, he only has to travel 1 mil out of his way. So 1 mil is 2,000 amos. The most is approximately 4/5 of a mile at most. Over min amayim, yes, in a mil. He's past the water already, more than a mil. You have to go out of back more than a mil. In a chayav lachzor, he's no chi. There's no chi to go back. In the vakaneach yodav mispalo. Then it's enough to wipe off his hands to go to daven. Oh, now he says the following: Amed varm umurim shenam atayr letfilo eli yodav uvad. That when does he only have to be mitayer his hands? El yodav b'shor tefilas chutz mitefilas shachrus. So here the Rambam is explicit. And other tefilas other than tefilas shachrus. Al b'shachr it's roich etpon of yodav raglo. V'achakach yispalo. He has to wash his face, his hands, and since they walk barefoot, he has to wash his feet too. And then only after that, correct. V'achakach yispalo. So the Rambam clearly articulates the fact this is b'chol atfilas. There was no doubt the Rambam. Derive it. Here he just has a side point. Lo yadati rog raglov lomo. I'm not sure why he has to wash his feet. Okay, but the Rambam was on good grounds here. Okay, so at Ponov is Kvayin Shamayim. A person should be clean.
The Kohanim, they wash, they don't wash.
No, that's what I'm talking. They have a separate halacha of Taras Yadayim, they have to wash. But there's a, each person should wash his face in the morning before davening. That remains okay. There's some that has to do with a Gemara.
Just wiping the eyes.
Really, the Chatchila looks like one should wash the face altogether to see that one's face is clean. That's a din of Kvayin Shamayim. He said, I debate if you have to if there was ever a din of washing your feet, what the Gemara meant with that. Okay. So there is such a halacha that says that a person is mechuyev each day. All the mefarshim asked this on the Ravid.
What if you were going to miss Kriya Shema? You still have to walk 3 mil or something? Can't you just?
We're talking. Obviously, if you're going to miss this man, that's something else. Then you wouldn't have to wait. We're talking on a case that you're not going to miss this man.
3 mil is about a 40-minute walk.
If you're going somewhere, so along the line of travel, you have to wait that amount of time.
Well, if you're ready to daven, it's time to daven, and there's no water.
So that's what he's saying. Even though you're ready to daven, that's what the Rav will be sure.
You have almost an hour.
If you're going somewhere, you have to go out of your way. He says up to 1 mil to go out of your way.
And the practical question: if you come into a minyan and the sink is at the other end, you can't. They've already started Shimon Esrei. You can't get there. You're supposed to not daven, so that you can wash your hands before you daven, or rather daven.
You could go through and wash your hands. I don't want to deal. Ask me why a different day, why you're allowed to go. But this is.
That's assuming you can physically get there.
Yeah, whatever.
What happens if you can't get it? It's too crowded. Should you rather give up on davening the tefillah?
I'm not sure you should. I think that you should be menachem. If you miss the tefillah b'tzibur, I would think that you should be just menachem you're dying.
Just rub on the wall or something.
I think so. But why I said you could go through whatever, that's a whole. Well, Yoshev has a very interesting psak. It's not for today. We'll talk about it some other time. But this whatever I heard from my nephew. My nephew is a great grandson of his. He said his father was at the table, Shabbos with Rabbi Yoshua, and the halacha came up. And he says there he's very relaxed, in that setting, and he let loose a major chiddush. But it's not for now. Very, very different than the world assumes. His perspective on the halacha, that's not for now. We've got to stay on topic. So the Rambam articulates a din which is relevant to all the tefillahs of the tefillah siddur. Now this becomes, we'll see in a moment, a very relevant issue. So we have, in the morning, we have all types of complications. Because we're going to see we have three different streams that come together in the morning for the chiyuv and the tefillah siddur. Whereas for each of the other tefillahs, for shachris and for Marv, we have just one. The other two are not relevant. There's the din of tefillah, washing for tefillah. So here we have in the following. The Shulchan Aruch writes since the beginning of Siman Dalet, Yirchatz Yodov Yivorach Al Netilas Yadayim. In the morning one should wash one's hands and recite the Al Netilas Yadayim. Now, what is this all about? So he tells us the following. Yeish azeh shnei time. There are two principal reasons, but there's a third reason that lurks in all of this too. One is the Rosh Hashita. The Rosh holds, kosel vishidayim shalot namaskoni yaseh, that we touch all types of things while we're sleeping. We scratch the body. We touched part of the body which is normally covered. There's a tiknu chazal v'brocha l'tila l'kriyash ma'l'tila. To be able to recite Kriya Shema and Tefillah, have to wash with a bracha. For Rosh Bekosov, the Fisher B'Shachar Achar Shin on a Nasim Kiber Yechadosha. We're like a new being. It's a new cycle of life. Yesterday's end, today it begins. The Chsiv Chadoshim La Bekorim, we are renewed each day, Rabba Munosech. and therefore tzichom aru lahoydes lo yisborach. We have to praise the Rav Almighty, shebronu lichvaydu, the shorso the vorach shmo. V'adobas etikdu b'shachar kol osan abroch shanu vorachim b'chol boker. And that's the whole birchas hashachar is because of this. V'chein gam dobas etikdu b'shachar lis kaddish b'ktishoso, to be metayar ourselves, v'lito yodeinu m'nakli, ki koyin shemekaddish yodav m'nakir koydim abadosa. Just as when the Kohen comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he washes his hands. So when we begin to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, we have to wash our hands.
So the Kohen say Am Tos Lai Kro?
At some point, well, that's a weird debate, where, when. But L'chaira, he had, whenever when he started the Avodah, he certainly had a mitzvah. We paskin like both reasons. And we'll see the varied manifestations of the Nidah Tiloch of the Chamon Rezeh HaSimon. And if one didn't make the bracha on the tefillah shel time, forgot to make it before the davening, then after the davening you can't make it. Because either way, whether it's a direct tachana for tefillah or it's stating that I'm starting a new chapter in the service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but once I davened, so that's behind me already. So now we have the following. This is a very, very, but the first halacha here is a very complex matter. The Ramo adds to this, v'yeshayimim gam asher yotza, we should make in the morning, v'afilu lo osa tzrocha b'chein nogu. And even if one hasn't used the men's room. Now, so here starts a whole problem. When to make the tefillah sedayim in the morning, exactly? I wake up, and we have added another factor. We have the Ruach Ra factor, the Kabbalistic reason to wash, that we wash three times for. For a Rotsil is Talik Men HaSofik, and if a person does not want to have any Sveik, as the Chavetz Chaim says, Yizor Lassus Trochel Tekev Achash Yiramayim HaYodov, so use the men's room after he washed the Tilas Yadayim in the morning, Negel Vasu. Then wash again a second time. And you shouldn't make the Netilas Yadayim until that time too. Because he's getting ready, sof kosof, it's a hachonah for davening. And so he cites the chayodim in this regard. Well, chayodim kosof, the nochon hamdul baruch on this, or lachash shemenakatz merotz al ispavol, until he's ready to daven. In other words, if I got up early in the morning, and then I'm first going to daven an hour or two later, I shouldn't make down until the sedayim at that point, until I'm ready to daven. I in shom time, achagach mitzvah, if it's safe for maeser rav, in the name of the goyin, shekin hoyin noyega gro, I am bivar aloha. So here starts, he has a huge problem here. And that is how to possibly coordinate both days. You know, if you get up right before davening, so you don't have a problem. But if you get up early in the morning and it's a number of hours are going to go by, then an hour goes by before you daven. So we're going to see, according to the reason of becoming, I'm like a new being, so I have to make the brocha right away. So how can I come back an hour later and now make the brocha when I washed my hands an hour ago for that? And if I wash an hour before, and I'm not ready to daven yet, so how am I making gachonah for tefillah?
That's the problem. You get up.
So going to
daven. Wait until you're in shul to make the bracha.
So we'll see. That's the problem. So there. So here, the Buddha Chavetz Chaim goes into this, and he has a very, very interesting. But this is really the first major problem in the Tilas Yadayim. It's how we balance out these two factors and make them work together. The Rambam's view that it's for tefillah. The Rashba's view that it's Priya Chadosha each day obligates us to wash our hands and start anew. And so here he quotes the following.
The Rosh is also saying for tefillah?
The Rosh also says for tefillah, yeah.
But if you just touch an unclean place, you would have to wash. I mean, he's connecting to tefillah, but like
You wouldn't have to. It's a special, without tefillah, let's take for example the sheet of the Groh. The gross shita is that other than tefillah, even the chatchila, you don't have to wash your hands with water. It's enough to use anything which cleanses your hands, to wipe your hands off. So if you're in the middle of learning and you scratched your head according to the gross, that's all, just stay put, just wipe your hands off in your pants and go, don't even bother to get up. And that's the chatchila according to the gross. Tefillah has a higher requirement.
The Rambam doesn't hold you to make a bracha, though, right?
A bracha? Yeah, we'll see soon about the Rambam with a bracha. I mean, there's a bracha about Netilas Yadayim, it's in the Gemara. We can't, you know.
So we're saying wash once, twice, three times, besides the bracha.
So besides the rocha, the rocha we wash once, that's the first
once,
washing.
That would be
normally a person then go to the men's room, if one's going to go right to Dav wash then.
Then
make on the Tilos Yadayim. But what happens if I'm going to go to learn first? So then I'm going to have to wind up washing a third time. So how am I going to make this work according to all the shittas? This is the problem.
For the rocha, one normally washes three times. Right?
Yes, so good. So I did that the first time that I washed. So that did double duty. So. Those yotz l'kuliyam. So the Chayodim says it's good according to everybody. He'll have to use the men's room again before davening. So the Rosh Tzoruch Lachzor Levorach will have to make a new bracha. Because the Rosh holds that if you're about to daven and you have to wash your hands, then you have to make a bracha on it. It's a chayiv to wash. But we don't follow the Rosh Hashita, we don't actually make a brocha. We call Mokum Noch by each tefillah. Nevertheless, we call Mokum Noch on the Zorbazim. Now, and he quotes interestingly among the Chassidim Rav Chaim Tzanza, that the Rav Chaim also came to the same conclusion as the Chayyot. What does he get into? So it seems from the Chayodim that if a person got up long before the davening, even if he went to the men's room, nevertheless, came with the stomach, she gave a boker, he's going to go to the men's room again. So therefore, he shouldn't make a brocha until he's ready to daven.
Correct.
The primary cause of the Tilas Yadayim in the morning is hachana for tefillah. Well, the Chayra Kosha Latz also, he says. So the Chofetz Chaim says, well, how will this work? According to the Rashba, even if I went back to sleep, I don't have to wash again. I wash it once a day. According to the Rashba, I may not even have to do it sleep. There are those that hold in the Rashba, even if I didn't go to sleep, I have to wash it. It's a new day. Like the Kohen went out of the way last night, avoided, finished. He starts to avoid in the way some Mikdash. He has to wash again in the morning, finished. There's no two ways about it. So, below, according to the Rashba, how's he going to say now, the second time, 2 hours later, he's going to make a bracha on the Tilas Yadayim? And it was Yotzi an hour or 2 hours ago, according to the Rashba. That's his problem. So, the Chofetz Chaim has an ingenious solution to this problem. Quotes the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that according to the Rashba, you don't have to make a bracha as soon as you wash your hands. According to the Rashba, the entire Birchas HaShachar is also for this reason. So as long as I put the Alei Tehillas Yadayim together with the rest of the Birchas HaShachar, that suffices. In other words, if I would want to make it by itself, that I can't do. But as a chelik of the Birchas HaShachar, and since this is an integral part of the Birchas HaShachar, I can make it together with the Birchas HaShachar. Oh, he says, if that's the case, so if I would wash, it's 2 hours after I got up, and I washed again, according to the Rashba, so according to the Rashba, even without the washing again, as long as Sof Kol Sof, now I'm about to say the Birchas HaShachar. So with Birchas HaShachar, I can say Alei Tehillas Yadayim together with all the Birchas HaShachar. So he says he likes, he says there are many that don't like this mahalach, but achakach matzosi b'seif ha'maisa rav. Then I found the groan. And as the Chofetz Chaim wrote in the preface of the Mishnah Berurah, what his intention is, when he gets into the heavy going between the achronim, that the one that's roid to paskin like is the gro. So he's going to basically use the gro as his means for deciding all the disputes that took place before. And the Gro says he should not make it right away. Must make sure you don't forget. Now he says it's not a big raya from the Gro to my halacha. Why he says? Because the Groh, the problem when you deal with the Groh was Machriya among the Rishonim. So the Groh didn't live in a world that he had a suffix between the Rashba and the Rosh. The Groh himself states clearly that he holds that the Rosh is right. That there's a chiyuv to wash for tefillah. That's the essence of what it is. So according to the Groh, it's poshut. But how will this work out? Masha'ein hen did he done? So it's not going to help. He says, "Become mokom to yisur to blasus kachayodim." Why? The zehal liver the Rosh bevada yitz. And it could be according to the Rashbam, also Yotze according to the Beis Yosef, as long as they make the Birchas HaShachar at one time, as part of Birchas HaShachar, I'm allowed to make it. And then he adds the following: Gamei Rama Mashrus is Shobekar Rosh, as we read in the Rambam Perek Dala, the Iker Niskan until his Adayim Shvul Atfilah Velo Bishul Beri Chadosha, with the Soyber the Tzorach Levorach Lechol Tfilah, Perek Dala, Vehilchos Tfilah Alocha Gimel Vehu Beis Yosef. So he learns in the Rambam, that the Pshat in the Rambam and Halacha Gimel, that when one washes, that it's true for all. In other words, in the morning it's clear we're making all the tefillos at night. Nobody disputes that. So since the Rambam says that the chiyuv is for all three tefillos, so that means that the Rambam means that the bracha of all the tefillos at night applies to all three tefillos. So besides the fact that we have the Rosh, we also have the Rambam on this side. So this is what he suggests. This is the way that we can actually be Yotzei as close as we can come to be Yotzei the holidays. Yeah.
Practical question. Shabbos morning, we have Daf Yomi an hour before Tefillah. So we should, I normally say Birchas HaTorah before.
Birchas HaTorah is something else, but there are the Birchas HaShachar. We're not talking, you know.
So I say, every time I use the bathroom, I say Ashi Yotzei. Yeah. But I shouldn't say the Tefillah Sidayim until I'm saying the Brachas.
Yes, and then you say Elokaina Shasha Yotzei and Elokaina Shoma on the 15 Birchas HaShachar.
So you actually, it's best to go to the bathroom right before you die.
Yes, yes.
Say Alan Tefillah Sidayim.
Yes, yes. Correct.
You can't start at the beginning part of tefillah when you wake up?
It's not kedai to do it, because if you're going to be delayed in making this whole heter that the Chofetz Chaim has, to delay down the Tefillah Sidayim, is based on the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef says that if you incorporate it into the Birchas HaShachar, then there's no Indian of Hefsek. Otherwise, we have a stuck with the problem of Hefsek again. So, Mameila.
So in other words, before Daf Yomi, which is before Shabbos.
You should only say the Birchas HaTorah.
Birchas HaTorah and Ashi Yotzev.
If you went to the bathroom, yeah.
Why not Elokeinu Shamor?
That's part of the Birchas HaShachar. So that you should make. The Beis Yosef says you have to make all the Tefillah Sidayim together with the whole Birchas HaShachar. So the Elokeinu Shamor, you shouldn't make then either.
You don't say Elokeinu Shamor when you first get up?
If you're not going right away to Daven,
yeah.
So then you shouldn't do that right away when you get up.
You should not?
No.
What's defined as going right away to Daven?
If you're going out of your house and you're going to shul, yeah, even if it takes some, yeah, that's fine. I'm talking that they're going to sit and learn for an hour or something like that.
I learned for 10 minutes.
That's nothing. That's okay. Yeah. Less than 20 minutes or half an hour, I think, is not, you know.
If Esko Rosenberg mentioned the heat of that, Elokeinu Tzorah does Elokeinu.
Assuming again that it's unlikely, remember the principal consideration of the Rosh is if I may have to use the men's room again before davening, that's the problem. If I won't use the men's room again, I'm clear.
But I will, because I'm doing it in order to...
No, but if, again, time. But if I know I'm not close enough to davening that I know I won't use the men's room again, so then I can make the bracha on the Tefillah Sidayim on the holiday, it's right then.
Has the Hefsek is going to the bathroom?
Yeah, yeah. No, because the problem is, that's his problem. He's stuck like this. If I'm going to make a Hefsek, because why am I? Because I'm going to wind up going to the men's room again. So I can't make it according to the Rosh earlier. So I'm waiting.
Right.
So why do I have to wait? If I know I'm not going to use the men's room again, I have no problem. I can make it 2 hours before Davening and be Yotzei according to the Rosh. Yeah, good. So I'll have to keep my hands clean. Big deal. You know.
Should not say
Elokeinu Shammah
really when I get up.
And if you're going to let's go to learn the Daf Yomi first.
Yeah, then, so I should low plug, I should just not do it.
Yeah. No, and also Al Tosi Dayim shouldn't say.
No, that I knew already, but Elokeinu Shammah, since a kid I've been saying it since
when. Yeah. Isn't there a key to that Elokeinu
Shammah
is like
if you do anything about it? I don't know that it's a good thing to replace this. But when you say Asher Yotze, then we say Elokeinu Shammah. Chayr is part of the Birchas HaShachar, the Chayr.
But yeah, it's part of
the Chayr. The Chayr, the Kainah Shama, is part of the Birchas HaShachar.
Okay.
It's part of that same thing. That's certainly like it's part of the Indian of being a Beria Chadosha. Beria Chadosha. It's mamash the same idea as the Rajba's idea. It's mamash what it is.
For years I've been doing it the wrong way.
It's not the wrong way. It's still good according to one sheet.
But it's not, this is how we were all taught as kids.
So if you use. If you use the mandum, repeat it? It depends on the amount of time. You repeated
Well, you didn't make. You don't. You're not going to make only till the first time. So
no,
what are
you
going to do?
You're going to wait until.
So go on. You go to the menzum the second time. Be right before davening. Then you'll say only till the time. Then you'll say asher yotza. Then you'll say alokai neshama. So then you're going to have a problem. No, you won't be able to say asher yotza.
Yeah.
So you know.
So technically, if you go to the menzum before you daven.
Yeah.
You do not say Asher Yotzar when you say Alatel Shetayim Elokai Yotzar.
I'm a little bit, I didn't catch that straight, something didn't pass by the right.
You get up, you wash your hands. No Alatel Shetayim. You go to the men's room, and then a little later, about 20 minutes later, you wind up in shul.
Yeah.
And you're starting to doubt, and you say Alatel Shetayim. No Asher Yotzar, but Elokai Yotzar.
Well, if you know you're going to wind up, you wouldn't wind up like that. You would say in them right away. I would have no problem. That's again.
Again.
If you know that you're going right to daven and you're not going to go to the men's room again, so then when you finish washing your hands in your house before you go out, so then say, I'll need to listen to him, I'll show you the kind of shum. But the problem is, if I know it's likely, I'm going to use the men's room again, what should I do? Okay, so this is, we're in a little bit, as I said, an uncharted territory here. It's uncharted territory.
I thought also, I'm sorry to keep pressing, but I thought also I heard once before, maybe from the Rav, that the ideal thing is to, Yafka, do go to the bathroom again right before davening in shul, so that you could do the amitiyas, the daima and the ashayotza.
Well, because in other words, if you, the problem, because the problem is like this. If you come to shul and you don't know if you're going to, so then what are you going to do? You can't make it before, and then you won't be able to make it later. So then dafka, you should go again to the men's room, yeah? So here's the Chofetz Chaim brings us really through the minefield, the Yazam HaHalach, the Chofetz Chaim, and how to solve this problem. But this is a very, one of the very vexing problems in the din of Netilas Yadayim.
Also, if one goes to the bathroom a second time before one leaves the house, but he goes straight to shul and daven, and he knows he's not going to go to the bathroom
So then
when he gets to shul, he can make the Netilas Yadayim, and Asher Yotzer.
No, he could do it at home already. He knows he's not going to use it, then there's no reason that it could be.
But he's not doing it together with the other brothers.
He doesn't have to. He's doing it right.
But he's not doing it together with the other
brothers. Doesn't make a difference. If he did it at the time, very close to the time that he washed, initially, he has no problem. We're only dealing with it makes a big hefsek. So if I get up and I'm not going to make a big hefsek between getting up and making down the Tillis and I'm fine according to the Rajma.
So if you're not learning Daf Yomi, for instance, Rav said, you're home for 20 minutes or so,
and then
you're
going to
go to shul.
So you can do it in your house already.
No matter what. Do you have to in your house? You can still do it when you.
Yes.
I've heard of it from a sitter, so that's why.
Yeah, probably better off doing it in your house. Because according to the Rosh, it's like it's a birchas hamitzvahs. So according to the Rosh, you should certainly do it right away. In other words, he's not getting away from. In other words, according to the Shita, that it's a real birchas hamitzvahs. In other words, it's a hachana for tefillah. So the Chorah is the hachana for tefillah. It's a special. Then the last time that I washed the hachana for tefillah, that's what's b'chai of the bracha. So Mamela, I certainly should make it at that one. In the Rajba, it's more a little bit of the gather of it's a birchas haido. That's probably why in the Rajba there's more leeway in the Rajba Shita.
Also washing the Tillis Adayim, to wash with a cup in each hand is usually done right before you daven. Whereas at home, you're just going to the bathroom, you're washing, you're not necessarily washing with a cup.
So the last time you wash, you should wash with a cup. I mean, it is in the Machtsa Shekel, in first from the Mogen Avrom, here in Siman Daled, that the Chatchila for Tefillah one should wash with a cup. It's not Ma'akev, but the Chatchila one should wash with a cup.
No, we were always taught as kids, the first thing you do is you wash with a cup.
That's something else. That's the Indian of, that's again a lachatchila in the din of Ruach Ra.
Right.
But now you went to the men's room, this and that. You finished with Ruach Ra already.
Tefillah.
So lachatchila, the machta shekel, and first on the Mogar Avraham, and this seven and seven dollar, the one should wash with a cup of tefillah. Once. I don't know why in the world, you know, if it's people we have, you know. But everyone's washing the Tilas Yadayim a whole day, you know?
More, you need three times.
Yeah, you come to davening, you wash each hand one time, and that's it. Goodbye. That's the chiv.
So if one does that, the tefillah with a cup here in shul, so then one could make the proper stand.
Again, according to the Rosh, if you washed your hands even without a cup before you left the house, and you're not going to use the men's room again, that's the time to make the bracha. So better off at that time, wash with a cup.
In Bob Gimel, it looks like he's not putting out a tag neshama with Birchas.
Where?
Because he says you can say it in shul, but it's better to say it right at the Asher Yatzah.
Yeah, good. Because that's for a different reason. That's because of the Indian. The reason to say is because of Brocha Smucha L'Chavot.
But
good, but it doesn't. But so, of course, that's in it's still a chelek of Birchas Hashacha. But since it doesn't start with a Baruch, you should put it in juxtaposition, Da'asha Yotza. That's all.
But he doesn't discuss it with Birchas Hashacha.
That's part of Birchas Hashacha. The same way, according to the Rashba, now the Tilis Adayim is part of Birchas Hashacha. And Da'asha Yotza, he's quoting that you don't even have to go to the men's room. And the sheetahs that hold, you don't even have to go to sleep to say Elokei Nesham, or all of them, because they're all part of one. This is all Birchas Hashacha. That each day we give praise to the Rabbeinu Shalom for our existence.
There's some words, I think it's brought down, it's preferred to say Birchas Hashacha at home before you come to shul.
Well, we're not so always noyig like that. In other words, we strictly midinah the Gemara.
I'm not talking about each one in its time.
Yeah.
That's only so you can say that you told the Gabbai you already said Brachos and he can't get you to do Shabbos.
You heard it all, Rani.
So I'm not sure why you should have to say that before you come to shul.
Are we going to not to do Brachos Torah between Asher Yatzar and Elokei Neshama?
Yes. That's our minute, not to interject the Birchas HaTorah in between Asher Yotzer and Elokei Neshama.
What is the reason that some Siddurim have adopted that way?
Because they don't hold that. There are many brochas which were not sure that you really need brochas smucha l'chavata. So therefore, according to those views, Elokei Neshama stands on its own. It doesn't need anything else. So that's l'chayra was the basis for the way the Siddur was printed.
So going back, in my situation, during the week, I get up, I take a shower. It's more than an hour till I'm going to go to till I get to shul.
Okay,
so I'm better doing it in shul.
Yes, yeah. Oh, so this is issue number one. Now I do want to throw the Siman Tzadik Beis, and here again he explores the Rambam and what the chiyuv of washing for tefillah is. You'll find it's rather surprising. How it's a halacha, I don't know why, but in the world of shuls, I'm not talking in the world of shtiblach, and in the world, and in the chassidish world, which is maybe also the world of shtiblach, you know, washing for davening is taken very seriously. And outside that realm, somehow it got shunted to the side. I mean, we just read the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Revi, it's one of the five things that you have to do for davening.
Have a bracha for each time you did it.
Yeah, that's probably part of the reason. That's things that don't have a bracha tend to fade out. So we have in Tzadik Beis, Siv Dalet. Tzorach lircha it's yodo b'mayim. One has to wash his hands with water. Ein lo, tzorach lachzor, achreyem, at parsa. Okay. Yeah. So he writes the following. Lirchitz, Hatamal Zayin Leah, we saw in Reish Tzim and Dalet. Now, in terms of Achonah for Tefillah, probably fits under the realm of the Halach of Hichon, the Kras Hashem, Allah Kachiz, only if it's Achonah for Tefillah. So it's more of the Achonah for Tefillah. וגם לתפילת מנחה בארבס צורך נטילו, כדלקמון בריש למד גימל סיף בייס. ודעס הרמב״ם, דרך לצורך ליטו יודה ולא נוטה, וגם לא ניקו איסם בצור, and he didn't wipe his hands off, אפילו בדיעבד, אין תפילו סו תפילו, this is the prima godum, that if he didn't wash his hands or wipe them off, the prima godum says that according to the Rambam is not yoytze. וצורך יין לדינו, ואים בר הלוכה שביארנו דין חייזרו מספלו. So there is a tzad that it's even ma'akav in the davening. That's how significant this halacha is. I'm going to Chofetz Chaim Paskins with the evidence on that even if one's hands were actually dirty, he scratched his head. He says, he touched the pot, it's done clean of his body. He can't read Kriya Shema, no David in this state. After the war, can he make any bruch? One doesn't have to go back and repeat the Shmon Esrei for this reason. So that's one of the reasons that in this shul there's a sink before you reach the sanctuary.
But
it's
just once.
What?
Just once.
Once on each hand.
What's with the, in the shiva, they have like a little soap dispenser, they just get their hands wet. So it's like the Mayim Achron.
Yeah.
I think curious, they touch their hair.
Does that suffice? Huh?
Yeah.
They don't say how much water.
Yeah, you will see. There's no real shear, at least with the air, but there's no real shear to it. We'll see.
By the relf.
Yeah, but you don't, it's interesting.
That's in case he touches.
Yeah, but if you touch your hair, you're not in chuyuv to.
Scratch.
Only if you scratch, yeah.
Would one fulfill the obligation with soap and water then? Because it's there's no. The chachir is used, of course, but let's say you don't. Can you?
The chayr, it's also as menaka your hands. The chayr, you'd be yaitzu, but at least be the avid with that. Not
the chachir. No, but it's like Purell.
What? You know, it's not water. You're not yaitzu, it's in the chachir with that. Chachir should have a kais and have water. That's the chachir. So this is an important thing, the way I say. But let's go back to Siman Dalet, some of the details of this. In Sif Zion, it's an important halacha. Toiv lahakpid, minatila sedayim shachpis, we'll call it warm mama akva, minatila sedayim lasuda. We should try, when we wash in the morning, to fulfill all the dinim that are necessary for the tila sedayim for a suda. Miu enama akiv, the Ramo says, b'diyevet, if you don't have a kli, yoytze. V'loi koyach gavra, and it doesn't have to be koyach gavra. Now this is a very, very important point. And all the other things that are necessary for Natilas Yadayim. That issue of Koch Gavra is an important issue. I need to explain this. And explain it from two standpoints. Can I be yoytze even by the evid netilas yadayim if I don't have a cup just by opening and closing the faucet? That halacha which has fascinated all of us since childhood. What's the din?
Well,
washing for bread. Let's stop with that. Let's move a fire that din.
That's koyach gavra.
So koyach gavra
means.
Well, so it goes like this. We could argue that a certain amount that is koyach gavra, the hainu. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if you have water held back by floodgates and you open up the floodgates, so the first rush of water is considered that koyach rishon, that's yom ha'isin. So perhaps we could consider that opening up the faucet and the first rush that's together koyach gavra. Now the shaila is what's unclear in the Gemara is how to define what's the first rush of water. Where does it begin and where does it end? So the Dvar Avraham writes in one place, the Kovna Rav, that he would define it in this fashion. He says, if he opened up the gates and he slammed them closed immediately, the water that would go out from that, that's the Koyach Rishon. Everything beyond that is the Koyach Sheni. So it means if you opened the faucet and you closed it, that little bit that would come out initially, the Choyer perhaps would even get a Koyach Gavra. Elo, no, it's not. But the problem is that that's not where the real issue is. The real issue is that the pipes are not considered a kli. And why is that? Because the way our pipes work, until the plumber puts them on the wall and makes all the hookups, they're just pieces of pipe that are hollow. You can pour the water in one side and they come out the other. The whole system only works. He hooks up all the pipes and eventually he puts a faucet on the end. And now he closes it. So now it has the ability to hold water. But by that point, it's mechubel karka already. And so that's a mefurish din, that if it wasn't, it's an din on hilchos netilas shadayim, that if it wasn't a kli before it became a chubal karka, it doesn't become a kli after it's mechubel karka. So v'meila, our faucets, poshet, are not, don't cut it. They're not a kli. So that's the reason. So in koyach gavra, it's pas, it's conceivable to be yoytzeh the din of koyach gavra. But the din of kli, we can't be yoytzeh with our faucets. In other words, you would have, for example, if you had a freestanding, a barrel of water, freestanding, so then it had a spigot, so if you open and close the spigot, there you should be able to be yoytzeh.
Isn't there a river or something bringing it in and out?
What?
A river.
That's something else, that's a whole different thing.
This was
expected. Koyach Gavra. That's not Koyach Gavra. That's Koyach Gavra.
What's up those sinks that you have to mold and open? Sort of like a... The faucet doesn't just twist and stay open. If you let go, it snaps.
Yeah, that's a spring. It's spring loaded. That's all.
Would that be more Koyach Gavra because you're holding it open the whole time? If I let go of it, it could be, but
a kli, it's not. It's not going to help you. So you're doomed from that. You know, we don't have to get into the koyach gavra issues. So here,
couldn't the spout be if the faucet turns on and off, but there's water in the spout?
But that's only held there. That's not working as a kli. When does it work as a kli? It doesn't hold water until it's all hooked up. When it's not hooked up, it won't hold anything because it'll run out the bottom. The whole reason it holds water is because it has integrity. The whole system is closed, so once the water goes in, it has no place to go but out. If it's open on the bottom, when you buy a new faucet, it won't hold anything. It'll just run right out the bottom. So now this is halacha which becomes relevant. In other words, he tells us, Eina ma'akav lo kli v'lo yekoyach gavra. When he says short vorm ha'poislim in mamayim, he means pochus meravius. In other words, l'chadchila is one should use a revius. But b'di'eved less than a revius is not ma'akav. Now there the Mi'or Alocha adds in that regard that the Zemach Leik is if the water is unfit for Netilas Yadayim, can you use it for Tefillah or not? So there's Zemach Leik is the Mogad of Roman the Gro, apparently in that point. Now this is sometimes relevant. I was once took to Rosh Hashanah Zatzal to the hospital, and it was very late at night. It was midnight already when it was settling into his room. And there was no way he couldn't get a cup for the morning for the Tilas Yadayim. So I found him something, top of a container, you know, a small container, whatever, that held an ounce or two. It didn't hold a revius. So I remember this halacha came up. So
if you don't have a cup, can you use one hand to...
I don't think there's a point. It's not a kli.
It's not a kli.
No,
anything.
So just put your hands under the faucet and that's all. And be yaitzeh.
We're talking about Negelmasser?
No, Negelmasser's are different. The Negelmasser's supposed to have a kli. We're not dealing with that issue.
How about barely wash?
Let's first finish this point. We're not on the point of tefillah. We'll come back. We have time. Ein tzorach revius l'netfilas yadayim l'tefila. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't need a revius. Rav Salomon and Chofetz Chaim says the evrein ma'akev habrocha doesn't stop you from making the brocha. Umavorach on the tefilas yadayim l'chadchila tov l'hakpet sheyelo gam kein revius. Ukmo shekos v'sif she'achray said the koy galim al sheyelo revius. Ukmo shekos v'achray. L'chadchila one should have kli, one should have a revius. Now, if one didn't have a kli b'di'evad, he says, the mahani after have a ruach ro, you can take off ruach ro without a kli too. L'chein amein lo kli sholomut ulidu mekli nokuv. And even if you wouldn't have koyach gabra, all of these things are not ma'akuv. Avad l'mshich shech yod v'vayim, just put your hands in the water, that wouldn't help. But if you poured water upon your hands, however you poured it upon your hands, if you without a kli, without the koyach gabra, yeyetzi b'di'evad.
That's also,
Ruach
Ro would be.
Yes, he says the Ruach Ro also, if you didn't have a kli.
After a Levaya, you
don't. With the Evid, at least you wouldn't need it. Toiv lahakbin vila zidayim shachris v'cholagor ma'akvim betvila. You had a ma'akiv, though, let's see the things that he says that are not ma'akiv. What's a loma dudi, bi yevid and yira brocha, bi yuchol vorach alati la zidayim, or filo lachatchila echa di epsha bin yirachar. If you have no other means of doing it, that's also lachatchila. If you're able to, you should be makbet. And he said, that means you need a kli, and you need a revius, and you need a koyach gavra. He says, lo kli, rotz alomer de mahane af lahava ruach ro. L'cheirem ein lo kli, sholem mutalito me kli nokav. It could be a kli that has a hole, which is really possible for the tilas yadayim. But you could be yoytze in that regard. Now, one more halacha. What happens if you get up in the middle of the night? You have to be makbet on a kli. So I have a sefer. I don't know if maybe you have it upstairs now here in the shul. But my nephew Zayda was the oldest son-in-law of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yisrael's son. He was so a great Talmud Chacham. I met him at the time that my nephew got married. He lived for another, I don't know, year, two, 3 years after that. And so he had, after he was nifter, they gave out a whole kundras of shaylas that he asked the Shver Rabbi Yosef, and he recorded the psalm. So one of them, he told him that in the middle of the night, he doesn't have to be makbet, apparently, to use a kli. It's enough to wash his hands off, and that's it, to worry about a kli when he gets up in the morning. As he wants to make Asher Yotzer in the middle of the night, he went to the men's room.
But you don't use throughout the day, you don't use a kli
fashion. Oh, but here's the question of Ruach Ro. That's the problem. For Ruach Ro, l'chadchila, one should use a kli.
Yeah, but it's Ruach Ro, it's going to come right back
in. So apparently, I don't know exactly, maybe that's part of the cheshbon. I didn't understand the cheshbon fully. But Rabbi Yosha told him in the middle of the night, he doesn't have to be makbet on a kli.
And even handle food, when he wants to eat?
I don't know. Food, you know, food I'm not sure about, but handling food, l'chadchila. But the Yevidi Yetzi anyhow without for the Ruach Ra.
How about a bathroom sink? Sinks in the bathroom.
Listen, the way we know for Ruach Ra, the Chayre helps. And Elamai, does it help for Al Nitilas Yadayim? So, if there wouldn't be a shower in there, there are places in like Ramosha Feinstein that holds that you could even wash in there. If there is a shower and a bath, then you shouldn't wash in there. Now, if it's the type of washing which doesn't need a kli, so it's enough to dry kibalti from the Roshuva Zatzal and mashma like that in one place from the Chazanish, then you should dry your hands outside because you don't need the tila b'kli. So that's enough. But if it's in a tila that needs a kli, certainly in a place that has a shower and a bath, you can't wash because the washing when drying outside is like the tila without a kli. That's the lumdus of it.
Is there a shower or a bath?
Either one. Yeah.
For Ruach
Ra,
though, it is good.
Yeah, for Ruach
Ra,
it is good. Now,
the toilet is not even the problem?
The toilet is not really the good. The Ra, that is an Eretz Yisrael, they're very makbid about it. Ramosha was not so makbid, and the Midrash Chutzor is not to be so makbid about it. And the truth is, as I told someone, this is a shower I don't want to mix into. Why? Because it's a shaila which is already the doilem of the two doirus back already fought it out. Rav Henkin stated clearly that he held that our bathrooms were as good as the Beis HaKiseh of Parsiyim in the Gemara, which was on top of a mountain where the waste left immediately. It's not worse than that. And maybe you could wash there. There were many machmirim. Rav Moshe was among the Mekilim. I don't want to, this is a shayla that I'm not interested in getting personally involved and taking a stance on. The G'dayli Olam of the last two generations slugged it out. You know, Kishani La'atzmi, I would have said it's not an issue. Why? In the Tor Shulchan Aruch, you find the case of an outhouse. And it had a ditch where the wastes ran down into the ditch. So the Tor says, since the wastes run out into the ditch and go down into the ditch, so that's like the Beis HaKiseh of Parsiyim, which was on top of a mountaintop. In Mamela, when a person excreted, the waste left immediately. So the Torah says the case of having an outhouse with a ditch underneath is not worse than that case. Now, one thing is Bor Etzlik Achava, that those outhouses inevitably are dirty to some extent. Because, not everything goes down so smoothly. And Avo PK, the Torah was willing to sign off. It's like Beis HaKiseh Shel Parsiyim. So what's the whole shaila in our Beis HaKiseh? In our Beis HaKiseh, the shaila is because the waste stops in the toilet before we flush. But the place, however you slice it, it's far cleaner than the outhouse that the Torah was matter, like being Beis HaKiseh Shel Parsiyim. So how can the world, can our case be worse than that? To me, it defies my understanding. But I said, I don't intend, it's just, Kishani La'atzmi, that's what I think. But as I said, it's psak, I'm not getting involved. This is already the Olam of the Leaf, two Dairus. The Leaf, a door back, and two Dairus.
And that's without a shower.
Yes, without a shower, yeah.
Where does it go on the airplane?
Airplane
bathrooms.
And
that's where the sink's
on.
It's also.
Yeah, that's.
The waste is not there, isn't it?
No, the waste is underneath. Certainly, the waste goes out. There's a tank underneath. Okay.
A bathroom being, of course, it can be used as a toilet. That's just as bad as a.
It's worse than the toilets. Okay. They have Sheikh Yavo next week, now, so we'll go by. Mark.
Yeah, but I think. Well, it depends. I mean.